WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearWork.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hey, we're live. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com. Tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lindsay Ward throughout the show. Join us on those websites just mentioned so you can chat along with us, along with the team chat. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
So, yeah, we got a lot to get into tonight. We got some news. We got some NXT. We got a little bit of SmackDown with pay-per-view preview. Got a mix of good mix of everything.
Good mix of everything, and a good intro song, a metal cover of NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. Holy crap. This is like magic in a bottle. I mean, it's so good. It's just, it's lit.
Lit. It was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
You can thank Dr. Lupo for that.
It's Lupo, man.
Blame him for a lot of things that happened on this show lately. Anyway... If only we could get to that level. Moving on, I say we go right into our news. We're to our friends over at GearWork.net and FightBooth.com. What do you say?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
So, we have to talk about the biggest story, which broke today. Technically, although the papers and news sites, everybody else broke this a couple days ago. But WWE being WWE, they had to have the big press conference and confirm it. And yes, WrestleMania 36 has been announced. And it will be... Don't do it. And none other than Tampa, Florida on April 5th, 2020. An interesting choice, a very unusual choice. They've never been to Tampa in all 36 years that they've done Mania, so this is the first time. If somebody does not, and they're doing it in the Buccaneers Stadium, somebody, and I mean somebody, does not dive off the pirate ship in that goddamn stadium, I'm going to be highly disappointed in that entire show.
So
I'm laying the gauntlet down early.
What did you want me to do?
Well, there were some notable people there, but we're not going to mention any names.
I was going to go, yarr. That's all I was going to do.
Yarr.
Yarr. For pirates.
Okay.
WrestleMania pirates. Yarr.
So, that's that.
It'll be bootyful. Yarr.
They did have people there. Hunter and Stephanie were there. Roman Reigns was there. A certain Tampa native. Brother, brother, sister, brother, mother, father.
So, wait. I couldn't mention that, but you got to mention it?
Because I mentioned all the family.
Charlotte Flair was there as well.
Charlotte Flair was there as well. So, congratulations to Tampa.
Yeah. Should be interesting. The mayor has some interesting ideas for the belt, but we're going to move past them.
He's going to wear it
at home
all day long.
And then tell us about it on Monday.
Yes, we're going to hear all about it on Monday, and you can assume whatever else you're thinking of is probably going to happen.
Yarr, he's going to chase some booty. Yarr.
So, jumping off of that, NXT announced that they will be doing TakeOver in San Jose. It's scheduled for June 8th. On a Saturday, on a non-WWE pay-per-view weekend, which is very interesting. They're branching out on their own. We're getting an audio question in chat. What's wrong with audio?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Hold on. Working on it.
We have no audio.
There we go.
Live radio, guys.
There it is.
Live.
There it is.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're good. Everything's fine. We're good.
Okay. All right. So like I just said, just in case anybody didn't hear it, WrestleMania 36 is going to be in Tampa, and TakeOver is scheduled for San Jose. It'll be on June 8th, which is, again, non-pay-per-view weekend, so they're doing their own thing.
Yarr. You missed the yarr booty joke, because one button wasn't hit. Yarr.
Yarr.
Mayor's going to search around for booty. Yarr.
He's going to get him some booty with that title belt.
Anyway, let's continue.
And we said hi. Like, we did a whole great introduction that apparently nobody freaking heard.
No,
it's so
if
awesome.
If you were listening on TuneIn Radio and Chatcast, you heard it. Twitch button was muted.
Tune into the replay to get...
the first 5 good minutes of quality content we provide.
Yeah, the wonderful, horrible, awful, bad jokes and everything else that we tell.
They heard most of the beginning. When I switched over to a scene, it was muted. So, anyway.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
All right. Hashtag blame Rock. So, in other announcements, Tori Wilson will be headed into the WWE Hall of Fame. Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
And switching gears over to AEW for a second, Fight for the Fallen. There's an update on that. The date will be on July 13th in Jacksonville, Florida at the Daily's Place Amphitheater. So, there you go. Tickets should be announced here very, very soon. Also, Impact has re-signed Ethan Page, Moose, and Madison Rain. She's back.
Madison Rain left Impact to go to Mae Young Classic, to go to Ring of Honor, to go back to Impact.
Well, speaking of leaving, Caleb Connolly is also leaving Impact, so we'll have to see where he goes.
Circle of life.
There you go. And, well, let's do the not-so-happy news now, because we did get to do the fun news.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we did lose a legend this past week in King Kong Bundy. He passed away at the age of 61, so our condolences to his family there.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
That more than sucks.
Hey, when you lose somebody, and King Kong Bundy was like the original big man. Like, he was awesome. Is the best way to describe it. He was an awesome big man. Headlined a couple. He was part of some big WrestleManias. Sucks when you lose somebody. So, shame.
It does. So, sadly, goodbye King Kong Bundy, but we will always have the memory. And unfortunately, Brent...
Yeah, let's just hit the button and we'll recap.
Yeah, he struck again, guys.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, Brent got Tommaso Ciampa with his neck.
Hashtag blame Brent.
So, we mentioned that last week, but there's an update. He just had surgery today. We're scheduled to have surgery today, and could be out 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year. No one knows for sure. It's one of those, see what happens when they get in there. He's having a fusion surgery on his neck. I believe it's the one Nikki Bella had. So, it feels like it's a patchwork job just to get him through. I don't know. It's just, sucks. It's the best way to put it. It sucks.
That's, I think, the understatement of the decade. It's not clear yet what they're going to do about the title, about any of it. The one thing that is known is Johnny Gargano's push has been put on hold on the main roster because of Tommaso Ciampa. So I think they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with him from here on forward.
Yeah.
But it's thrown a wrench in a lot of plans. What I really want to see is, like, Tommaso just refuses to give up the title. Like, he's just sitting there gripping it, holding on to it the whole time that he's out, and he comes back with it. It's like he and Goldie are inseparable, and he's not going to give her up for anything.
Well, he may have to give her up just because. We'll talk more about it next week when it comes to how they'll write him out of television, but for now, we'll talk about it, what he did this week on television here in a couple months.
Yep, but on a happier note, this Sunday we're going to a party.
Are we?
Yeah, we've been invited to the Ultimate WWE Fastlane Party. For anybody that wants to go, it's in Cleveland, Ohio. It's the one reason to go to Cleveland.
No,
anyway.
You don't have to go to Cleveland for it.
You don't have to go to Cleveland for
it? No, keep reading.
Well, you keep reading because I have to sneeze.
This Sunday, you're invited to the Ultimate WWE Fastlane Party. WWE Superstars and Legends will join host Pat McAfee to watch the WWE Fastlane backstage at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can watch them live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Guests will be popping in and out of the special WWE watch-along live stream, including Alexa Bliss, The New Day, Mustafa Lee, The Iconics, Natalya, Beth Phoenix, Christian, and Kathy Kelly. And those are the names we just know of so far. There's no telling who might crash this party. You'll hear candid commentary from our guests, get live reaction from the superstars after some of the night's biggest matches, and might even have the opportunity to throw out some questions and commentary of your own.
Ew.
This means everybody who does YouTube watch parties, because there are streamers who just do YouTube watch parties of WWE content. Sorry. Your audience will actually go to see people, real-life superstars, and probably not your streams. Lol.
But you tried. That's the best we can say. You tried.
You tried. I mean,
it's something different.
It's something different. See how it goes. They're trying to get more social. Be curious to see how they show it, and just if you're just watching them watch it. It's weird. Those things are weird. Watch parties are weird. Like, you're watching someone else watch the show, but you can't see the show, if that makes sense.
Right.
Way back, and I'm talking about way back in the day, Russell Talk Radio used to do this. It was an audio version. When they would be at the Bottoms Up Sports Pub, they would react to the show in audio form. Tim and his crew would just sit there. They would talk wrestling and talk news, but they'd also be watching the show, and it was a watch party way before YouTube and all that fun stuff. Anyway, so we kind of had it first, technically, moving on.
You innovated it?
Tim innovated something, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know. That's giving Tim credit, and God knows we'll never do that. Anyway, moving on, he says.
Moving on. So we're going to do things a little bit differently. We're going to do the NXT Rundown.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
This week's NXT was basically the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
You know, it would have been really nice if there was a warning before this show that this show was going to be longer than an hour. Like, that would have been really fantastic to know.
It was 75 minutes.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm always up for quality tag team wrestling, don't get me wrong, but when you're sitting there and you're like, it's an hour long, or it's actually technically 45 minutes long, and you're sitting there and it goes past 45 minutes, you're just like, what? What happened? Nobody told me this. What? So, yeah.
So, here it was. The best match of the night was Ricochet and Aleister Black versus Fabian Aichner and Marcel Barthel. Really good match. Ricochet and Aleister Black move on. Solid match. Really good. I enjoyed it. Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan lost to the Forgotten Sons. Solid match.
Mm-hmm. Very solid match. Very much enjoyed.
Velveteen Dream came out, celebrating his championship win, and then was cut off by the bro, Matt Riddle. And he had some real talk. He wants to get a closer look at the North American Championship. They had a bit of a
tussle.
They chatted a little bit. And, well, looks like we're getting Riddle and Dream at some point. Okay with that?
That's gonna be an interesting feud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just from the personalities perspective, that's gonna be that's going to be fascinating to watch.
Yeah. The boys, Mustache Melon, defeated the Street Profits.
My boys! My boys! Trent, he looks so good. Tyler does too, but Trent.
And then DIY, yes, DIY, defeated the Undisputed Era. They came out their own separate entrances, and they stood on the ramp, and the DIY music played.
My heart. My heart.
It was a really good match. DIY picked up the win. This is where it was like they came out at like 8:55 and went, wait, how is this match going to go for? Oh, we're going till 9:15. Okay, got it. So it was NXT. It was a solid show. A lot of tag team wrestling because of the classic. The semifinals are next week, or the second rounds next week. So. It should be fun.
I mean, this is always a great time because it's like, again, you get really good tag team wrestling and you just get to have fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the Dusty Rhodes Classic, and they're doing it a little bit differently than they have in the past. I think normally it's not quite presented like this. I think it's actually, they broke it down a little bit more before.
And the first year they had matches else, you know, that were on house shows and stuff. So you didn't see the whole tournament. Last year it was a lot of quick matches. This year, they're giving us long, extended tag team matches, so it's like, okay, they're giving us full tag team action, which is fine, which makes the tournament better. Instead of 3-minute matches, you're getting 10-15-minute matches. That's perfect.
I'll take it.
But I say we go to break?
I say we go to break, so when we come back, we are going to be talking WWE Fastlane, which is going to be this Sunday on the WWE Network. We're going to preview it, let you know who we think, who's going to win, who's going to lose, and I might have a rant or two in me. We'll have to see. So you'll sit in the rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back.
In the end, as my soul's laid to rest, what is left of my body? Or am I just a shell? I have fought, and the flesh and blood I commanded in our
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns,
maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow. The Rack Extra gets a little Bella. in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like you're feeling trapped. Of living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Hey, this is Gail Kim, TNA Knockout, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. For to reference over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, WildTalkRadio... Yeah, I just said that. No, let me do that again. Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch. There we go. There it is. Everybody take a shot. I screwed up the plug. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And we're back. I'm all discombobulated. My nose suddenly decided to seize up on me, and I can't really breathe, which is just amazing that that happens, like, right in the middle of the news. Your nose is just like, boom, hey! How about I just, like, swallow shut? Because, you know, everybody loves that. We're doing things a little differently.
So you missed the news. It's now time for...
Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. Luke Harper tweets out, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. Rusev responds, you missed TV again. Samoa Joe, a new revelation struck my household while I was away. Today I realized the power of this woman as I looked into my newly compartment organized dresser and was able to find nutbag in my pantry in under 4 seconds. Meanwhile, my girl's in the living room like Marie Kondo. All the things. And Samoa Joe, if you take mobile calls in public on speakerphone, you're one of two people. My father, at a family gathering, forcing me to talk to other family members, or a douche.
I did that one last week.
Well, I took it again because I realized I didn't have any tweets. So
okay.
There you go. Content.
Content.
Live content. Yay, having to work this week because it was crazy. But anyway, yours?
Big E, we're jazzed to be heading to India today. Last time we were in Mumbai, Kofi Kingston was recovering from ankle surgery. Coincidentally, this time it's like someone just plunged a bundle of scalpels into his chest and chest cavity and ripped his still beating heart out. Let me be dramatic. Courage JD, good night to everyone in the world for the sucker skin stretch res 7th graders who build Taj Mahal every time a bullet is fired within 100 meters of them in Fortnite. I mean, can they stop? Like, my god, it's a shooting game. You don't need to put up a wall every single time.
But that's the thing. It was deemed everybody had to build, and now everybody can build, and now they want everybody to stop building. I mean, you know, I don't get it. You can't flip or flop. You can't have it both ways.
But you can. You don't have to build a 90 every time.
Sure you do.
Anyway, Corey Graves, since Andrew McCutcheon and Bryce Harper are likely busy enjoying the Florida sunshine, I'll gladly be the hero the city needs today. Philly, you can thank me later.
You know what really disappointed me about Raw?
No Gritty.
No Gritty. Like, we didn't even get Gritty streaking. I really kind of wanted that, actually.
Corey Graves continues, just wait, Phyllis. By the end of the week, there's going to be a statue of me on the library stairs. Tom Phillips, your name and the word library have never appeared in the same sentence.
Ouch.
Larry Dallas, the Shield has broken up and gotten back together more than Ross and Rachel.
I mean, it's not a lie.
Big E. So there's video of Kofi, Big E, and Xavier watching SmackDown on TV, right? Even not when I'm not at work, I watch TV standing and angled from the side like I was taught to.
Yeah, you do.
Someone tweets, Rusev, with Ciampa hurt, maybe you should go to NXT and win the title. That's what I was implying earlier. You figured it out.
I love Rusev on Twitter.
Courage JD, the infantry rifle is the worst weapon that has ever been added to Fortnite Battle Royale. I'm convinced. I'd rather have two plastic spoons from my local Chinese food place than the infantry rifle in a gunfight. Whoever won that in the game doesn't deserve gifts on Christmas.
Ouch!
Dr. Lupo.
And actually, for the record, the burst was the worst. Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Dr. Lupo, just hit your shots. Lol. Courage. You wouldn't say that to me at LAN. It's Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty, so now we are going to talk all about WWE Fastlane, which, like I said earlier, airs this Sunday on the WWE Network live.
But before we do, we should do SmackDown Throwdown. It's listed there.
Right.
I'll hit the button.
Just hit the button.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
It's been a week, y'all.
Samoa Joe won a fatal four-way to become U.S. champion. Hey, let's get into the pay-per-view this Sunday on the WWE Network.
No. Rowan talked.
This Sunday on the WWE Network, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio to give us your picks for Fastlane, or you can tweet about WildTalkRadio at RockRadioShow. So for Lindsay's point of reference, we start from the bottom and work our way to the top, shall we?
Oh, you're making me read.
I'll read. Ray Mysterio.
No, I can read. I'm just giving you crap. All right, so question of the night. Oh, wait, no, that's not it. Anyway, Ray Mysterio versus Andrade Cien Almas, because he will always be Andrade Cien Almas to me. Screw them taking away his other two names. How dare they? That's just rude.
This is the kickoff match, by the way.
This should be good as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Zelina Vega will be involved in every way, shape, or form you could possibly imagine in this. I don't know who's going to win. It's a very, very tough decision.
Pre-show, babyface, Rey Mysterio should win to further along him messing with Andrade. I think that's how this goes. Andrade will then seek revenge and maybe leads to something when they're fighting for the U.S. title or they're fighting at WrestleMania in some fashion. This is just the beginning of, I guess, the middle of their feud, so it's like Rey Mysterio should get the win here?
He should, but at the same time, I feel like it shouldn't just be automatic boom, Rey gets it. I kind of like to see Andrade sort of like one-up Rey, especially with Zelina's help, and then you kind of build for Rey to eventually beat Andrade. But yeah, it's pretty sure Rey's going to win.
So after all that, you still pick Rey Mysterio?
It's Rey Mysterio! He's like John Cena! He just wins. That's what he does. I mean,
just win, forehead. Lol.
That's what he does. That's who he is. He just wins. The man doesn't lose. So, yeah, Rey Mysterio. Shit.
I'm going to go Rey Mysterio. 8-ball, who are you going with? Rey Mysterio or Andrade? I'll ask you again later. You're going with Rey Mysterio? Is he going to win? Is Rey Mysterio going to win, 8-ball? Maybe not too soon. Hey, 8-ball, will Rey Mysterio win?
God damn, it's picky tonight.
Hey, 8-Ball, will Andrade win this Sunday on the WWE Network? Rey Mysterio is winning. God, it took forever.
It won't say Rey, but by God, it'll say no, Andrade is not going to win. Up next, we have your Raw Tag Team Championships on the line as The Revival takes on Chad Gable and Bobby Roode and Aleister Black and Ricochet. I hate myself for saying this, but I don't want Aleister and Ricochet to win. I don't want their main roster debut, or I should say their first title win on the main roster, essentially in their first debut, to be a tag team win. I feel like Aleister and Ricochet are a little better than that, and maybe should deserve to win a singles title on their own, but I don't know.
The long-term goal isn't them as a tag team. I hope not.
It's like, I'm sorry, that is a waste of both Ricochet and Aleister. As much as I love them together, don't get me wrong, I love that you have the bright, adorable sunshine that is Ricochet, and then you just have Aleister Black, who's just grimacy and just, you know, scowling and is all black magic and occult and covered in tattoos and everything else. Like, the complete utter polar oppositeness of this is fantastic. But I don't want them to stay together forever. Like, I really don't want them to be together right now. I want Alistair off doing his own thing and Ricochet amazing everybody and they're in a tag team. I'm not sure I like that.
And they're in the Dusty Classic too as a tag team, so it's like if they don't, it's weird, but it's a makeshift at this point. It's one of those things where it makes sense for them to win because they're the hot act. But at the same time, the long-term plan is not them as champs. They're going to be strong in the Dusty Classic, but I don't think they need to be tag team champs in the Dusty Classic.
No. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
It just boils to, like, this is the way they get on the show, because God forbid Aleister Black and Ricochet don't appear on the WWE program now, because they're on everyone, every single week. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, now pay-per-view. Four matches for Aleister Black in a week. It took us like 6 months at one point to get four matches out of him. Let's think about that. So it goes back down to, can the Revival beat Gable and Rude? And I think they can. I don't think Gable and Rude should get the belts back. I don't think they need the belts back. I think the Revival end up beating one of either Gable or Rude, so Aleister and Ricochet stay out of it. You can keep them as a tag team going forward, but they don't need the belts here, because I think it's a waste, because you can put one or two of them in a some sort of program for WrestleMania. Again, I'm going back to Finn Balor and Ricochet as a WrestleMania match. I would be okay with that. I don't think that's the plan, but I'd be okay with that. Well, unless you want more people hitting the cycle and getting the tag team titles out of the way. See, I worked a baseball term into this. Yes, you tried to hit a home run out with that response, Matt. It was more like a single. I mean, you can get it out of the way, but winning championships should be meaningful, and for them, I don't know how meaningful a tag team title win is for Aleister and Ricochet.
I just feel like it's, like I said, it just feels very one note to have them win a title. Like, it's really cool. Don't get me wrong, to have them win a title, but, you know, the Revival has waited a really, really, really long goddamn time to get their hands on the titles, and the only way that they really got them in the first place was because they threatened to quit. I think that's very, very well established. So to take them off the Revival and put them on Aleister Black and Ricochet just seems a little wrong. And, I mean, you're kind of wedging them in here between Revival and Chad Gable and Bobby Roode. As much as I love them together, don't get me wrong, I love them together. I think it's a great dynamic. They work very well together as a tag team. Like, I'm not knocking anything that they're doing. It's just, it's like, looking at this match, it's like, I don't want them to win. Just for the sake of having them win because they're popular, I don't want to do that. Because that just, again, that feels like a waste. That feels like a waste of the Revival's time. It feels like the waste of Gable and Rude's time. And if your whole intent is to build quality tag teams to at least showcase in the Dusty Classic, for the love of God, leave them on the Revival. I mean, Jesus.
I'm going with Revival to pick up the win. Retain the belt.
Yeah, I'm saying they're going to retain. They need to stay there for a while.
Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will Aleister Black and Ricochet win the Raw Tag Team titles this Sunday on the WWE Network? Better not tell you. Will the Revival retain Tag Team titles this Sunday on the WWE Network?
Wow.
Will Chad Gable and Bobby Roode win the Tag Team titles this Sunday on the WWE Network?
Okay.
This 8-Ball's being difficult.
It is being very difficult tonight. My goodness.
God.
Lord.
All right.
In the first title defense on pay-per-view.
First title defense.
Period.
Yep.
We have your champions, the Boston Hug Connection for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship, by the way, taking on Nia Jackson, Tamina, and what has been a relatively heated feud between the two.
Boston Hug Connection are retaining the tag team titles.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying, but
I don't have anything to add on this one.
I'm just saying it's been a little heated.
It's a little. Going Boston Hawk Connection retains tag team titles.
Okay.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of seems like a done deal.
Hey, 8-Ball, will Nia Jackson Tamina win the WWE Women's Tag Team titles this Sunday on the WWE Network? Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will the Boston Hawk Connection retain the tag team titles this Sunday on the WWE Network? Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will the Boston Hawk Connection retain the tag team titles against Nia Jackson Tamina this Sunday on the WWE Network? There you go. Most likely.
Taking three tries.
God.
Hey, 8-Ball, is Bray Wyatt coming back anytime soon? Oh, sure, it knows how to answer that.
It said it did slightly so.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Maybe he comes back at this pay-per-view. Who knows? Probably not.
Probably not. Next match on the show.
SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line as Asuka is taking on Mandy Rose for the title. Asuka's going to retain. I mean, you can't. Not the pay-per-view before Mania. You can't do it. Although she doesn't have a challenger, I don't think, for Mania yet, does she?
There's no official challenger for Asuka at WrestleMania yet. There's rumor and speculation the sassy Southern Belle could be the one who challenges Asuka at WrestleMania. But that's all rumor and innuendo and speculation. This matchup, they've been working on the house shows. Yes, I know, the big injury thing that happened, that was all Asuka. Everything that happened on Monday with the injury scare on the house show was all Asuka's fault. Mandy Rose was not responsible for Asuka getting injured. She did her part of the move correctly. It was Asuka who did not properly land with the move. Just so everyone's aware. I know a lot of people are trying to go after Mandy on it. I've seen the video. It was all Asuka.
Yeah, she tucked her head or something, but it doesn't matter because Asuka's okay. Everybody's fine. It was an accident. It wasn't malicious or anything like that. I mean, I don't feel like going this close to Mania that they're going to change that title now. I mean, if it was like pay-per-view after Mania, yeah, sure, let's talk about it. But especially for Mandy, no offense to Mandy, I don't feel like they're going to put her in the main stage that quick.
Mandy Rose is going to get this belt this year.
This year, but not right now.
Selfishly, I would want to pick Mandy Rose to win, because points. Wonders for my fantasy team. There could be like a multi-person match at WrestleMania for the SmackDown Women's title. I wouldn't be surprised if they do some sort of quick six-way or whatever, that it ends up on the pre-show. Yeah, so the women's title may be on the pre-show.
To go on the pre-show.
Out the picket signs and everything like that. Oh my god, SmackDown Women's title is now on the pre-show. Haha. Picket signs. I'm not saying it is, just putting it out there. It could. Not saying it will, just saying it could. Because you're going to have the women's tag team titles are going to probably be on the main show, and then the main event's a Raw Women's Championship, so you may not get the third women's match on the show. Just calm down. Everything will be fine. The world will not die if the SmackDown Women's title is on the pre-show. Probably won't be, but just warning everyone now.
Yeah, let's not get our panties in a bunch. Let's just move forward, okay?
I'm going Asuka retains, but it wouldn't surprise me to see if Sonya Deville helps Mandy win the belt, and then they set up the rematch at WrestleMania and Asuka wins back. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't. I don't see it, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It's one way to go with it, but I don't see them changing this title. I don't see any of the titles really changing hands this close to WrestleMania. Not with them setting up plans. But we'll have to see.
Hey, Magic 8-Ball. Will Mandy Rose win the SmackDown Women's Championship Sunday on the WWE Network at Fastlane? Better not tell you, so that's no. I will have to ask the 8-Ball once. Okay.
All right, up next, the SmackDown Tag Team titles are on the line as the Usos are taking on The Miz and Shane McMahon in a rematch. Again, this is in Miz's hometown.
The father will be at ringside.
His dad will at least be ringside, and one of two things is going to happen in this. They win, and this is the one title that could change hands. I know I just said I don't see any of the titles changing hands, but this is the one that could potentially do it and be okay, because as far as I know, there aren't zero plans for the SmackDown Tag Team titles right now at WrestleMania. And Miz makes his dad proud, he wins in his hometown, it's the boyhood dream, yada 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 yada. Or Shane McMahon turns on The Miz.
Or, there's an option 4.
Miz turns on Shane McMahon.
Okay, or, there's an option 5. The Miz's father is a member of the Uso Penitentiary and it costs his son the tag team title match.
Oh god, I hope not.
Can you imagine if that happened?
Actually, I can. I'm just really sad about it.
Can you imagine if the Miz's father accidentally cost them the tag team titles?
I could see that. Honestly, legit see that, and that leads to the Miz and Shane breaking up.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah, actually, that's probably what's going to happen, is Miz's dad is going to get involved and accidentally cost them the titles, and that's going to be that. So, yeah, let's go with the Usos. Works for me. That's how they keep the titles.
I'm going with the Usos as well. Hey, will Magic 8-Ball, will the Usos retain the tag team titles this Sunday on the WWE Network? Most likely.
Hey, we got a straight answer this time.
God, I'm tired of asking the 8-Ball questions. I feel like I've answered all the questions, but I still have more matches. Let's keep going. By the way, this is The Rack Right Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can give us your picks at facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Continue.
All right. And in the, I guess, feel-good match, you have Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and Bobby Lashley taking on a newly reunited Shield and a fully recharged, recuperated Roman Reigns, who will make his official return to the ring after his leukemia battle this Sunday. Is it really wrong, and I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to get a lot of issues, although maybe not, I don't know, is it really wrong that it bothers me that WWE is using the leukemia for profit? Does anybody else have an issue with that, or am I the only person?
You can see why there's an issue.
I mean, there's a huge conspiracy theory going on around there that people are like, oh, he couldn't get sick, it was too short, yada, yada, yada. Like, there is. There's a huge theory that a lot of people are buying into that he never even got sick. I'm not personally buying into that, but I could see how people could buy into it. And WWE is doing nothing to quell that. This is the exception, or this is proof. Because, right, you have Roman go out there, you have him and Seth have a heart-to-heart, and Roman's rooting for Seth in the main event of WrestleMania, and of course Roman is probably going to get put in there somehow, we don't know yet. But you're having this moment, and then Roman's like, well, I want to reunite the Shield, I want to round the band up one more time, because, you know, I gotta do it. And then Seth's like, yeah, you know, never say never, you don't know what tomorrow brings, but for you, buddy, we'll do it, you know, yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, no! No, please don't do it like this. I mean, I'm taking an issue with them writing the leukemia into the storylines. Like, and I am the biggest proponent of them taking real life situations and putting them into storylines. I think that's always brilliant when they do that, except in this case. Because it's feeding a rumor that doesn't need to be fed. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. I mean, should it be celebrated that Roman Reigns is healthy? Absolutely, 100%. It should be celebrated, and he and his family and everybody that loves him and everybody that's around him should be absolutely nothing short of ecstatic that he's okay and he's going to be okay. But just, it feels really, I want to say self-serving, but that's not right, of WWE to essentially profit off of Roman Reigns's leukemia. And to a certain extent, Roman is profiting off of it as well, because I think he's getting the merch sales on it, because they launched a whole line of like leukemia based stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of like in support of Roman Reigns, and they've been making money off of it.
It would be one thing if they said, hey, proceeds are going to.
Right.
But I haven't heard that.
I mean, it would be one thing if you had Roman come out and he's like, I'm going to use my power for good and I'm going to, you know, support leukemia. And like you had him, you know, drop a name of a charity or drop a name of a series of charities and you have him doing awareness work. And maybe that's going to come. I don't know. I mean, the man just came back like last week. So he's been a little busy. But I mean, even for the shirt sales, and that's what gets me, is like the shirt sales, you could say, and if you buy this Roman Reigns, a special Roman Reigns t-shirt that he came back from, you know, it's your proceeds or part of the proceeds are going to go to here. Kind of like what they do with Susan G. Komen.
And the Counter's Cure, like all those shirts, proceeds go to X.
Yeah.
Looking on WWE Shop now, the We Believe t-shirt goes nowhere.
Yeah, it's going straight into WWE and Roman Reigns' pockets. Which, it's their business. They can run it how they want to. It just feels really kind of slimy and skeezy a little bit that they're doing it like this. And again, like I said, they're feeding a rumor that he never got sick and that this is one really elaborate plan to get him over. And the fact that people even have thought of that and it's gaining momentum should have them a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, because it's like, yes, he really did get sick. Yes, he really did go through treatment. You know, that all happened. That was real. But people don't believe it's real because of what you're doing. So it's like, maybe you should have thought about this a little better. But getting back to the pay-per-view, that's just my rant on it. That's how I just kind of feel about it. Like, especially this past week on Raw, that just does not sit right with me. The way that they have brought the Shield together, that was not the way. And I know they didn't have the time to do it right, and I get that, but this was just, you threw it together at the last minute because Roman got sick and Dean's leaving. Okay. All right, but going back to the match, the Shield. It's going to be the Shield. How can it not be the Shield?
The Shield wins this matchup. Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will the Shield win on Sunday on the WWE Network at Fastlane? No. Better not tell you, so that's a no. Okay, it's picking Lash, Team Lashley. Okay. See you, April. You don't believe in the Shield. Hoo-ah! Next.
Actually, Matt, it depends on what course of treatment he sought when he was sick and how, like, what stage he was at.
Yeah, so I'm not going to feed these rumors. Let's continue.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, because honestly, I thought that too. It's like, for a while, it's like, you know, he should have no hair is the comment. And I'm so sorry to hear about your niece. I hope she kicks its ass. Anyway, I thought that too, but it's like, they're in doing further research on it. There are different courses of treatment that you can seek, and some, not all of them cause you to lose your hair. So I think he sought one of those. And I don't think it was necessarily a strong dosage, because I don't believe it was strong, but I don't know. That's just pure speculation on my part, but just given the time frame, that's what I'm kind of looking at. But I'm not an expert, so take that out what you will. So, in one of your main events, hopefully the main event of the show, you have Charlotte Flair taking on Becky Lynch for essentially a Ronda on a Pole match. And if Becky wins, she's added to the WrestleMania title match, where she should be anyway, because she won the goddamn Royal Rumble.
Here's the thing. As I'm on WWEShop.com, there's a Becky Lynch shirt called the Scarlet Spitfire. Since when in the blue hell was she called the Scarlet Spitfire?
Now?
No, she's the man now, but they have a Scarlet Spitfire shirt for her.
I think that's what they were going to originally call her, and then she called herself the man, and just everything went to hell from there.
Anyway, this should be really good. Do I expect Ronda Rousey to be there in some fashion? Yup.
Yup.
Do I think it's in her best interest to have Becky win, even though she beat the crap out of Becky on Monday? It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I expect Becky Lynch to win. She gets added to the title match. Bing, bam, boom. There's your three-way. There's your WrestleMania main event. You go from there. If Charlotte wins, look out, internet.
Yeah, if Charlotte wins, the internet is going to goddamn implode on itself. Like, Brian's not even going to hit the ring. There's just going to be torches and pitchforks and everything because Becky Lynch is out of the match at WrestleMania. And honestly, I don't blame people because, again, I think everybody, or I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people want to see Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey one-on-one. We're not going to get it, right? We're not going to get that. No matter what we try, no matter what we do, they are not going to give that to us. So we have to accept the fact that Charlotte Flair is going to be in the match. And Charlotte Flair was supposed to be in it before Becky Lynch took off. It was actually supposed to be Charlotte and Ronda.
That was the match. And because, and even though Becky took off, it's because Becky's nose got broke. It's
yep.
Why she's in the main event of WrestleMania.
Is that ground search happened and they didn't have a choice.
Because they gave us Ronda and Charlotte Survivor Series. That's the only reason Charlotte and Ronda are not the main event and Becky's in this match. That is the only reason.
All signs are pointing to Becky winning this match. The way that they had her on Monday, the way that they had her on Tuesday, Becky's winning this match. Whether she wins it clean or whether she wins it through shenanigans involving Ronda Rousey, I don't really care how they do this. I'm just full on believing Becky will win this match and she will be in the title match at WrestleMania. And if they're smart, they put the title on her at WrestleMania. But that's for WrestleMania, but for Sunday, Becky Lynch is winning.
Going Becky Lynch. Magic 8-Ball, will Becky Lynch beat Charlotte Flair this Sunday at Fastlane on the WWE Network?
Oh!
It says, don't count on it.
You treacherous slut, you.
Hey, 8-Ball was the top picker last month, so
it's still a treacherous slut.
It may know something we don't.
It's still a slut. Moving on. For the WWE Championship in the Kofi Got Screwed match, Daniel Bryan is taking on a returning Kevin Owens with Eric Rowan at ringside. Daniel Bryan's winning this match. I don't think there's anything to say. This is going to be absolutely fantastic because it's Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens. But Kevin's not winning. Even though I would kind of like to see him win. He's not winning.
It'd be interesting if they put it on Kevin Owens, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be incredibly interesting. You know, it would also be really interesting if somebody, I don't know, came back and helped.
Who?
Gee, the other half of the missing Wyatt family.
Luke Harper returns this to help Kevin Owens beat Daniel Bryan. No. While there is a chance Kevin Owens could win, they will rematch at WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan's going to retain this belt. It'll be a really good match. You'll have some shenanigans. I could possibly see Sami Zayn making an appearance. You never know. You never know.
You don't know. That's the thing. It's like Sammy could show up on Kevin's side. Luke could show up. I mean, legitimately, Luke could show up because he is healthy. I think he has been cleared. And also, you know, Eric is his former tag team partner on many different levels. So there's that whole dichotomy of, you know, hey, what are you doing? And it's unknown at this point what they're really going to do with Luke Harper, if they're going to do anything with him. I sincerely hope they do, because he's fantastic at what he does, and I love him very much, and I want to see him on my TV again. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors in this. And then again, nothing could happen. Absolutely nothing. I think, you know, it's like the matches that we always say, oh, there's going to be shenanigans in this. There never is. Like, there never really is, but I mean, you can expect it, I guess.
I mean, you can expect it, but you never know. You just never know. It's, I don't know. We'll have to see. I guess the best way to put it is we will see.
We'll see. But I do expect Daniel Bryan to win this match and retain the title, because they have to establish a challenger for him, and it will probably be Kofi Kingston, in all honesty.
But in storyline standpoint, if Kofi wasn't a big enough star to win to be in this match, why would he be in the WrestleMania match? Think about
just
it.
For the...
But that's the reason. He was not a big enough star.
But they could make him into a big enough star.
How would you make him into a big enough star?
He's already there. The groundswell for him is already there.
But how do you change Vince McMahon's mind?
You get rid of him.
Well, that's not happening. If Vince can overrule like he did this week, what stops again?
They call the old folk home and they have him come go there.
They call the old folk home and... I'm just saying, if you go by the storyline reason why he was pulled from this matchup...
Oh, I know, I get it, but it's just like, it's a weak reason, but it's just,
it's, you gotta find a way to get him into this match. I don't know how you get him to the WrestleMania match, because Vince McMahon has that power to pull him if he doesn't see him. Like, why would Vince McMahon give him the opportunity if he doesn't see him as a big star? That's a storyline thing you have to overcome if the plan is to put him in WrestleMania, because we don't know if it is. It could be after WrestleMania. You don't know.
Yeah, you really don't, because I don't think Brian's challenger for Mania has been identified either, and they need to do that relatively soon, because after Fastlane, the next pay-per-view is, oh, hey, look, WrestleMania. So there's a lot of rumors circulating around Brian and who it could possibly be. We'll just have to see. Then again, you could have Kevin Owens win the title, and Kevin Owens goes on and he wrestles somebody else, and you have Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan challenge somebody. Like, the New Day could come out and cost Brian the title. And then you have New Day and Brian and Rowan feud.
And you get Luke Harper back, so these are six-man tag at WrestleMania. It's,
yeah.
I don't know.
And then Bray Wyatt comes back, and he's like, what the hell?
And then Bray fights Kevin Owens for the title at WrestleMania. And bing, bam, boom, there's his WrestleMania.
There you go.
I'm going Daniel Bryan.
I'm going to point out which one of us put Bray Wyatt in the title match. Just pointing that out, wasn't it?
I'm going Daniel Bryan. Who are you going with?
Daniel Bryan. I mean, as it would be cool to see all of that happen, but it's not. It's just not.
Hey,
I feel like...
Go on.
Sorry. I feel like they're going to give Bryan one more run at Mania as the champion and let him do that, especially since he's been on his comeback now for a while. Go ahead, let him do that one more time, and let him see it from the different side of things, you know, to actually be... featured and be a heel, because I think the last time he came in as a heel champion, which was years ago, he got beat in like 6 seconds or something ridiculous like that when Sheamus kicked him in the face.
Was
so,
it like 18 seconds or something?
Yeah, it was. They were going for the Mania record and they missed it. But yeah, it's. I feel like they're trying to give that back to Daniel Bryan one more time. At least one more time. I mean, I would expect Bryan to be around for a while, but you never know. Hopefully they are trying for he and Bray are trying for that second kid, and maybe he'll go off to be super dad. Who knows?
Hey, Magic 8-Ball. Will Daniel Bryan retain the WWE Championship this Sunday on the WWE Network at Fastlane? It shouts no.
Ironic. Highly ironic. But that does it for WWE Fastlane, so...
Go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Tweet them at WildTalkRadio, at RockRadioShow. With your picks, you have until 2 p.m. Eastern this Sunday to get your picks in for bragging rights. That's our show.
That's our show, so you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Quick heads up, no Four Night with Friends tonight. Just quick heads up. Anyway, Saturday night, midnight-ish. Matt, listen to what I said. Don't listen to anyone else.
What prize? There are no prizes.
There isn't. We don't have any prizes. Can I listen to my phrasing, Matt? Listen to my phrasing. Thank you. This Saturday, midnight-ish at CBU Radio. I have a Greater Than Great Debate plan. You'll find out Saturday morning at CBRadioLive.com. Greater Than Great Debate.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio will be live at probably around 10:30 to review everything that goes down at Fast Lane. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review everything that goes down at Fastlane and more. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rack Radio Show. It's the Rack Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bella Season 4, Episode 7 now available. Episode 8 will be available on Wednesday. There'll be another special Rack Extra coming within the next week or so, so stay tuned for that. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and when you're in the Fortnite item shop, use creator code ROCKINSOCK, because that helps me. And it's good to help me. Okay?
You feel better?
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, so Wild Talk Radio.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsboard, LNSWRD. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, Gearbook.net, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and fightboot.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, and we will be back next week live with our Fastlane review. But till then, hope you have a good one. You've been listening to Rock Radio Show right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're out. Bye. Somebody watch this. I got this. Man, everybody watch this. I got this. Now somebody watch this. I got this. Man, everybody watch this. I kill the party. I know the king, the master of flow. I'm flashy, dance a little bro. I'm swagging on the whole show. WildTalkRadio.com.